All right. Hello.
Hello, my name is Amron. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
This is me.
How may I help you today?
I'm trying to file an unemployment claim.
What's the social security number?
423-215-064.
First and last name?
Terrence Thomas.
Date of birth?
10/13/85.
Mother's maiden name?
Thomas.
And your driver's license number?
7387303.
All right, it'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to complete your claim, Mr. Thomas, okay?
All right.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
I already have a benefit card.
Okay. What's that mailing address on file?
1838 U.S. Highway 29 South, Lot 11, Troy, Alabama, 36079.
Okay. What's that telephone number starting with the area code?
334-473-7530.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answer.
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Union Springs.
Union Springs.
All right. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-667-3485, 334-667-3749, 334-667-7222.
7222.
What color is your 1985 Mercedes-Benz 380? Beige?
I don't have one.
So you've never been associated with this vehicle?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
And was that work performed with the same employer that you reported on that last claim?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked recently?
It was today, Monday, so that would have been, last Saturday.
So the 12th of February?
The Saturday before that.
So the 5th?
Yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months,
no.
Yes or no? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or you're receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked
no.
for in the last 18 months?
No. Nope.
Have you applied for or you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Nope.
Do you work through a union?
Nope.
What was that job title that you were working?
K&W Plastic Fort Lips Drive Material Handler.
So your job title was a forklift operator?
Yeah.
And what was that company that you were working for?
K&W Container.
Can I get a phone number for this employer?
Hold on.
What was your start date with them?
I can't remember the exact start date right now at the time, but I know it was the same week after I filed my unemployment claim. I had started working that same week.
So was it what month and year?
Last year, let me see, this February, might have been in May.
Approximately beginning, middle, or end of the month?
Beginning.
And what city and state were you working for them in?
Troy, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
Vacation pay or holiday pay, no.
Okay. And what's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
I felt like I was being mistreated because of the color of my race. They had switched me over to a whole nother shift that I was working on, and they ain't do it to nobody else, and they ain't give me no real good reason for doing it. Just like they replaced me with a white boy, for real.
So you quit?
Yeah. They took me out the shift that I worked.
So you were discharged?
They ain't discharged me. I wasn't fired. I quit.
Okay.
They put me on another shift than the shift that I was already working. We worked 12 hours, and they put me on a whole another shift with different people that I wasn't working with already.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
PIN number?
Yes.
Is it 1013?
I'm not sure. As long as you can remember, I can't see it.
My PIN number for my car or what?
For your unemployment claim that from the last time that you filed?
I ain't really sure, but it might be 1013.
I can reset it for you. Or
okay.
Would you like for me to reset it for you?
Yeah, reset it because I ain't sure.
That PIN number is 6485.
6485?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mr. Thomas, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
That's where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in an interruption in your benefits. If you choose to file it over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.com. .gov, I'm sorry. If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Thomas, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. Hey.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
All right, thanks.